Do many of those guys you think actually belong to the real leather community? Or they just wear the
How many
vest?
People in the leather community, like, visible leather community, actually belong to the leather community?
The visible?
Like, probably, you know, how percentage. Many of those people are really into BDSM?
I don't know. I guess I don't know the answer to that question.
I don't know. You could ask an expert, like Big Fatty. You should give him a call. Dear Big Fatty, how many people
in
would
San
you say
percentage?
Well, yes, well, so that would be different.
The thing is, here's what I will say for...
In Charleston, North Kakalaki.
That's well. Here's the thing. In San Francisco, I am going to say that the percentage might be higher. With all these gay boys in this town, the sex thing is ramped up, and it is a little more severe than it was, like, in Denver, Colorado. I don't know how Charleston is, but in Denver, Colorado, people were a lot more
Didn't you
more
hear Big Fatty
vanilla.
When we were in Vegas? Charleston, North Kakalaki is the San Francisco of the South.
Oh.
Or I could do both of you, you know. Charleston, North Kakalaki is the San Francisco of the South.
I like that mashup.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't know, you could ask an expert like Big Fatty.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1772 of the BFO for Monday, the 10th of November, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm recording this a little bit earlier than normal, so I'm going to only tell you about the first part of the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty? Hello, poop deck pappies. Big Fatty, that's silly. Anyway, oh, Big Fatty, I don't like it when that phone rings. It's okay. I'll take care of it. Hello?
Fart hits bacon. I had, like, this crazy day today. I have to go to a funeral, and I don't even know who the person is. So I actually don't like funerals. Hardly ever go to anybody's funeral. I don't care who you are. Find out that my dad's uncle or cousin or somebody died. Am I going to go to their funeral? No, but I went to a funeral tonight. I went to a complete stranger's. So before I went to the funeral, I'm like, how can I make this better? How can you make a funeral better? So I thought, this is what I'll do. I'll go to the newspaper and I'll look at the obituaries and I'll check the guy out. Maybe there'll be a picture there. And then when I get there, I won't be surprised. There's no picture.
Well, thank you, Miss Bacon. I appreciate the call. Anyway, y'all, the weekend. Big Fatty, what is going on? The phone didn't stop ringing.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Fatty, you know, I never call your show, and I keep meaning to, and I never do. You know what? The weirdest thing was, you were talking today on your show about being blessed, and I thought that was, you know, like, really kind of, you know, I don't know. You sounded very emotional about it, and I just wanted to say that it was very, you know, moving for you to do it. And that caused me to go and look at the obituaries in the paper today. And I saw someone who had was listed in the obituary that I thought that RT Cruiser had called in on death line about, but I wasn't quite sure. It was somebody in South Dakota, and I don't know why they were listed in the Connecticut obituaries, but they were, and it was really weird. I don't know. It was just, the whole thing was just completely fucked up. But anyway, I'm just wasting your time now, so I'll just let you go.
Well, y'all, that, of course, was that Daniel. Oh, Big Fatty, make it stop. I just, no.
Hi, Fatty. RT Cruiser here, ringing the celebrity death phone. Some unknown man in Oklahoma did at some unknown age.
Did what? Goodbye. Big Fatty, what? Big Fatty.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. I was just wondering when you're going to start that countdown to Christmas. There's this lady at work, and she sits right around the corner. So you get off the elevator, and you take a left, and you go through the double doors, and then you take another left, and her desk is sitting right there, and I don't know when she puts it up, but you know me, I'll just ask, hello, when are you going to put that calendar up? So, and her nickname is Woody, but anyway, so I asked her today, I said, when are you going to put that calendar up and start counting down Christmas? I don't think it's too soon, is it? Actually, I was wondering when you were going to start the countdown.
Dear Gussie, y'all. Big Fatty.
You know what? The weirdest thing just happened to me. There's this lady at work. There's this lady at work that will pester me every year at this time. And she's like, when are you going to put the calendar up? When are you going to put the calendar up? And it's like, you know what? It's my calendar. It means a lot to me. I put it up. I put those little pieces of chocolate behind the little doors that you can open and see how many days until Christmas. And you know what? As soon as I put it up, that chocolate starts disappearing. It goes away. I don't know what it. I swear to God, she's just too cheap to go down and buy her own damn bag of chocolate. So you know what I did this year? I went to the half-price Halloween candy sale at Walgreens, and I bought some really, really nasty chocolate. And I'm going to put that inside the calendar. It's going to be just the most hideous, horrible chocolate that I can possibly find. Like that baker's chocolate, you know, the unsweetened chocolate you like put in your mouth and you're like, it's just disgusting. That's what I'm putting in the calendar this year. That'll serve that bitch right.
Oh, big fatty sense. Oh,
hey, fatty, how's it going? Joe Batanz here. We need to do something about this Joey Boohecker. This Joey Boohecker just texts me all the time about Christmas. We're not even at Thanksgiving yet, and what special episodes they're going to do for his show, and that we need to, like, he wants to do a special advent calendar for his show, but where a different person calls in every single time leading up to Christmas. And you know what? Fatty, can you just call in, please, and pretend to be me? Because if I have to talk to this Joey Boohecker one more time, who, by the way, texts me, I'm going to say maybe 114 times a day, I'm going to jump out a window. So if you could do me that big favor, that'd be great. Thanks.
A big fatty? I didn't know. Ooh, I didn't know Joe Batanz knew the number. That's lovely. Big Fatty, that doesn't sound like Squeaky Kitty.
Hey, Fat. Marilyn Adamson, 88, from Spearfish, South Dakota. Katrina M. Crowder, who was 35, from Gillette, Wyoming. Anna Marie Eisner, who was 79, from Spearfish. Marie F. Hughes, 77, from Rapid City. I'm sorry. I was reading the obituaries for you because I was thinking about that earlier, that I was really kind of weighing heavy on my mind. So I went over to the Rapid City Journal and I was just reading some obituaries. Let me just complete here. Rollo A. Larson, who was 86, which, by the way, is almost an entire Morgan Freeman. George M. Morog, from 94 years old. That is almost as old as Vera. Joe Michael, 87, from Rapid City. Elaine M. Novak, 94. If you're 94 and you live in Rapid City, you have a very, very high mortality rate. That's all I'm trying to say. There's a lot of 94-year-olds dying in Rapid City.
Yeah. A big fatty. Are they going to just call the whole little show?
Hi, guys. RT Cruiser here on the non-celebrity death phone. Betty Jane Ellaby, 89, dead, from Atlanta, Georgia. Goodbye.
Poor Betty Jane. Oh, big Betty.
Oh. Fart, it's bacon. Guess what? You aren't going to believe this. Today was the anniversary of that vile woman who came here 2 years ago. Oh, forget it. That doesn't matter. It's supposed to snow here on Monday, and I am not going to do anything all weekend, and I have a four-day weekend. So Tuesday is a holiday, which is really stupid to me. Why would you have a Tuesday holiday? And then Monday, I took off. I'm just using all that vacation time. So I'm taking off from work on Monday, and Tuesday's a holiday. I don't have to work, obviously, on Saturday and Sunday. And I say to my daughter, I have a four-day weekend. And she goes, so do I. Okay, can I just go back to work?
Big Fatty, Miss Bacon. Oh, Big Fatty, it's got to be a record for the number of calls from Miss Bacon.
So, you know, I'm on my way out to L.A. I don't know if you knew that or not, but I was going out to L.A. I'm going to go out and do the Disneyland and the BlizzCon thing. And tonight, I'm going to go to the Magic Castle with Joe Batanz. I don't know if you knew that or not, but I am going to be going to the Magic Castle tonight. Now, it's a real pain in the ass because I have to wear a California suit. A California suit is actually the exact same thing as what we call work attire everywhere else in the world. So it's not like a real suit. It isn't actually the jacket and the pants don't have to like be the same cut of the same material or anything like that. But I was going to wear a vest because I figured that was a very magician-y thing to do, is to wear a vest. But you know what? I've gained a little bit of weight since Vegas, and I can't fit into my vest. I mean, I could, but it would be, you know, kind of like Joey Boohecker in that thing. You know, it's like it's, the buttons like used to be straining and ready to, and I would hate for someone to like be doing a trick up on stage or whatever, and then one of the buttons like pops off and like it messes up their trick, and I would just be absolutely mortified. It would be happy. But you know what? I was reading through the Sky Mall magazine when I was flying out there, and I found this recipe that I thought you might like. Now, it calls for a pound of ground beef, a medium onion chopped, 2 cloves of garlic that you don't want to mince, and 1 can of condensed cream of mushroom soup. You know what I'm saying? The good soup. The good cream of mushroom soup, not the cheap shit. You want to get an 11-ounce can of Mexicorn. That's that corn with the little peppers, you know, already in it. You want to get a 4-ounce can of chopped green chilies. Now, I like to use fresh, but you can always get the can of the chopped green chilies. You also want to get a 10.5-ounce package of Frito corn chips and a 10-ounce can of enchilada sauce and two cups of shredded Colby Monterey Jack cheese. All right, so now what you're going to do is in a large skillet, you're going to saute the ground beef and the onion and the garlic until the beef is brown and the onion is tender, and you're going to drain that off, and you're going to add in the soup, the corn, and the chilies, and you're going to stir that, and you're going to mix really, really well. Then you're going to season it with salt and pepper to taste, all right? So don't use your finger. Use a spoon, because you don't want, if you're going to serve it to anyone else, you don't want to like contaminate that stuff there. So you get it all seasoned to taste. And then in a shallow 3-quart casserole, this is key, a shallow 3-quart casserole dish, you want to layer the meat and then the corn chips and then the enchilada sauce. And you're going to top the entire thing with cheese. You're going to pop it in the oven. You're going to bake it at 350 degrees for 8 to 10 minutes. And I'm telling you, it will be the hit of the Magic Castle tonight when I take it there. Of course, I had to cook it in a hotel room. It was really kind of a mess, and maybe I just won't take it.
Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty. I'm worried about him being in L.A. with those gangs.
Hey, Fatty, it's Joe Batanz. Hey, listen, it's Monday today, and I'm going to be going with my friend Cameron to the bathhouse right before we see Daniel Brewer to go to the Magic Castle. And I wanted your advice as someone who frequents bathhouses. I wanted to know about, you know, etiquette. Is it good to, like, do I just go up and start, you know, blowing somebody, or do I just give my dick to somebody for them to blow? I feel like it's something you would know what to do. Now, by the way, Cameron, he said he's not going to really do anything at the bathhouse, but he's open to it if it happens. But here's the thing, little secret here from Joe. He's going to call in on our live show in a couple of days on Wednesday on pride48.com. But whatever happens at the bathhouse, he's going to say that nothing happened. So even if he blew somebody, we will never hear about it. But I'll tell you, speaking of blue, have you heard of this big blue test that's going on from the Diabetes Hands Foundation? It's a program that rallies communities to experience the impact that small changes can have on their health. You can take the Big Blue Test, Fatty. It's pretty easy. If you have diabetes, you test your blood sugar. If you don't have diabetes, no testing. Then you exercise for at least 14 to 20 minutes. You test again, and then you share your experience on bigbluetest.org or through the iPhone app or Android app. It's really easy, Fatty, and I really encourage you to do it. That's all. Thank you.
Big Fatty, you know, oh, Big Fatty, that big blue test is for the sugar diet. Yes.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. Hey, you know what? I've like totally been stalking Tom on the Face Space and Twitter and everything. I even turned on that little Twitter feed thing that sends me a text message when he actually posts something. So this is really kind of silly, but I did not know that Honolulu was over by California. I thought it was down by Florida, but I don't know why. I have a globe like sitting right here close to me, but I seriously did not know that Honolulu was over there. I think that's where they went. But anyway, so I've been stalking him, and like, can you believe they're like exercising, doing their marathon running and jogging or whatever on vacation? Who does that? I thought they were going to like, what's that word? Debauchery. I thought that's what they were going to do. And I guess they just have to keep sticking to their things so Terry can come back and run a marathon. You know, I actually asked Tommy, do you force Terry to run these marathons? And he says it's voluntary. But I have a cousin who runs marathons. She's a lesbian, and she's about 12 years younger than me.
Oh, Big Fatty, I'm so glad she said younger than me. I thought it was the 12-year-old lesbian.
This cousin is about 2 years older than me. She's a lesbian, and she runs marathons, and she does it, like, all the time. And you know what? I was telling her the other day that really what she should do is participate in the Big Blue Test, which you can go to thebigbluetest.org and do it, because it really just takes between 14 and 20 minutes to exercise, and then you fill out a bunch of questions and everything. And she was just like, fuck you, because she's a lesbian and they're mean. Anyway, that's not what I was calling about. What I was calling about, Fatty, was I was at this bathhouse in L.A., and this little kid comes in there. He couldn't have been more than 19, whatever. He comes in there, and he was with this other guy. We don't want to talk about the other guy. He comes into this bathhouse, right? And he's just like, you know, do-do-do-do-do. And so I start putting the moves on him, and he doesn't stop me. He doesn't stop me, Fatty. Let me tell you. I went to town on him. don't let anyone tell you otherwise. He had the time of his life. There was fireworks going off there. Let me tell you, that kid will never forget his trip to that suck pit. That's all I'm going to say. Right? I've said too much.
Too much? Oh, Big Fatty, I think they're going to keep calling to say too much.
Hey, Fatty, it's Joe again. Ugh, my mom just got back from Hawaii. Well, no, she's been to Hawaii before, and then I went to Hawaii right afterwards. But when we were passing ships in the night, true story, she says to me, look, save this Pearl Harbor for the end of the day. It's so depressing, this Pearl Harbor. Save it for the end of the day. It'll ruin your day. So I go to Hawaii, go to this Pearl Harbor. But my schedule, I had to do the Pearl Harbor the first thing in the morning. Look. Don't get me wrong. It was sad. You know, first of all, you watch a movie narrated by the woman that played the wife on West Wing, the president's wife, whatever her name is. She was also in Grease. Remember, she played Rizzo in Grease, and she sang that song about being sad and alone or something. Anyway, Stalker Channing, who was also, by the way, in 6 Degrees of Separation. She's like an amazing monologue in 6 Degrees of Separation, by the way, which I can't believe, you know, years and years later, because remember the movie version of 6 Degrees of Separation came out like in the early 90s, and Will Smith was in it. And I hate to admit this, because there's a gay sex scene with Will Smith in it. It's a flash, which, by the way, there was a controversy because in the play you actually see the Will Smith character, I don't know what his name is, having gay sex, but he was super freaked out about it. And so they allude to it sort of like, oh my God, you know, they got caught. Even that in the early 90s, I masturbated to this Will Smith having sex. But now that I know Will Smith, and I don't know him personally, right? But I know who he is, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I can't believe I used to masturbate to that. And by the way, inside Hollywood tip, this is inside Hollywood tip. Access Hollywood you're getting right now. There are big gay rumors about this Will Smith. Just let me tell you that. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Stalker Channing, she narrates this video. And then you go on a boat. And they take you on the boat all the way to this platform that looks over the ship that sank, right? And don't get me wrong. You get there. It's a little moving, you know. The platform's not moving. It's just, I meant like emotionally moving to be there because the bodies are still in the ship and you can see the ship through the water. And here's a weird fact. Did you know the ship is still leaking oil? After all these years, it's still leaking oil. I thought it would be really funny at the time. I don't know if this is still funny. I thought it'd be really funny at the time to like dress in a sailor's outfit, like take a sailor's outfit with me, but like in a bag, and then like secretly dress the sailor and then jump in the water and then like come out like, oh my God, oh, thank God. Oh, but I don't think people would be really amused. Here's another interesting tidbit, because the story I'm telling you is true. And Mike and I have never told I do a show with Mike Lawson, by the way. We've never told our origin story, but our origin story begins on that trip to Hawaii. Anyway, just want to share that little tidbit with you. Oh, by the way, so I go to the ship, right, and see it sad and whatever. They drive you back. I get my car. My day was fine. I didn't care. I just got my car and drove away. I had an amazing time in Hawaii. It's Hawaii. No, there's nothing can ruin your day in Hawaii.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh dear, Gussie.
Oh, Big Fatty, they're all out of breath.
Well, I can see why. I want to thank Miss Bacon and R.T. Cruiser and that Daniel Biba and Joe Batanz for y'all for helping me out. They came up with this idea, and y'all, it really helped me out because I didn't have time to record a show for Monday. But y'all, I promise I'll recap everything on the Tuesday little show. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the How to Do Pancakes. And Calvin, what advice would you give to everybody?
I don't know. You could ask an expert like Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, an expert at getting people to do your little show for you.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.